Okay, so we are in the middle of mitzvah Yud Beis, this idea that there is a commandment that we cannot eat even mixtures. Anything that contains chametz at all, the person is not allowed to eat. And so we said last night there was a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban as to how to interpret the pasuk. The pasuk of kol machmetz, sorry, lo techuli, you should not eat any chametz at all. So the Rambam said that this pasuk teaches us that you cannot eat any mixtures. And the Ramban uses this pasuk, just to clarify, he uses this pasuk for something else entirely. He says that this pasuk teaches us that chametz that leavened, not on its own, that in general we would assume would be prohibited. But how do we know that chametz that became leavened through a leavening agent, how do we know it's prohibited? So the Ramban uses this pasuk to teach us that rule. When it comes to mixtures, the Ramban has his own halachos, as we saw last night, but he does not learn out of the pasuk. That pasuk, the Ramban, Maimonides, does learn out of the pasuk. We are up to now understanding the root of this mitzvah, so misharshei mitzvah zo, of the root of the underlying purposes of this mitzvah, masha kasamnu basor. He says it's the same thing, again, this seems to be the recurring theme of all the mitzvahs when it comes to Pesach, but he says this is the same as the mitzvah yud alf of the mitzvah of finding leavening in our homes. So he said it's the same reasonings as that in particular, that we're supposed to remember the miracles that God did for us in Mitzrayim, and this idea that we left Egypt quickly, that's what chametz is all about, that's what matzah is all about, so sort of realize that we had to leave b'chipazon in haste, and that's why we have to have matzah. That's why we cannot have chametz, etc. V'ulam lechazek hadavar b'libino. He said, however, there's even like a third perspective, a third reasoning, a third root cause as to why we have this mitzvah, and that is to strengthen in our hearts. Hirchikasnu haTorah mimeno kol kach. The Torah wanted to distance us tremendously from chametz. The Torah wants to distance us so strongly from chametz that not only is chametz prohibited, but even mixtures of chametz and non-chametz, that's also prohibited. So that's the third reason. Dini hamitzvah, the laws of this mitzvah, kigun, for example, hadvarim shenechalu beisur zeh, the items that are included in this prohibition, mahinu mashamam, what they are and what they are called, v'yesar prateha, and all the additional laws, pipsachim, can be found in Masechet Pesachim. So it's interesting to note that for a lot of these things, the chinuch says that it's things we found in Pesach Rishon, in the first Pesach, but over here, for whatever reason, I'm not entirely sure why, but for whatever reason, the chinuch says it can be found in Masechet Pesachim. He doesn't choose Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. Finally, even ohegis b'zacharim unakibos, this mitzvah applies to men and to women, in any place, in any time. The over aleha loka, person who violates this commandment will get lashes. With tanai sheyiyeh behen kazayas b'chtei achilas pras, as long as when he violates it, as long as when he eats the chametz, he eats a kezias of chametz in this mixture, right? The olive's volume of chametz in this mixture, b'chtei achilas pras, in this time period that we said is between 2 and 9 minutes, kamosha amarnu, as we have stated. Aval, however, he says, ein bo karis ladas ha-Rambam zechron lebracha. It's an important machlokas that we mentioned yesterday. When it comes to the Rambam's perspective, a person doesn't, even if they violate this prohibition of they eat the kezias of this chametz in this 2 to 9 minute time period, according to the Rambam, a person will not get karis ladas ha-Rambam zechron lebracha. But when it comes to the Ramban, yesh bo karis, there is a violation that will have you earn curries if you do this. So who do we paskin like? So at the end of the day, seemingly the chinuch usually likes to rely on the Rambam, but at the end of the day, when it comes to a suffix, a doubt of whether or not you're going to incur curries or not, right, usually probably best to be concerned about the curries. So don't do it, and the curries should be a motivation not to do it, and not just the lashes. When it comes to, let's say you eat in this kedei achilas pras time period, in this 2 to 9 minute time period, you have less than a kezias. So in bo chiyav malchus, there is no obligation. There is no malchus. A person will not get lashes for this. Aladino kedin chatzis shir. Rather, the halacha for this is the same as the general halacha that we have. It's a famous sugi in Shas of chatzis shir. Let's say you have less than a kezias, less than the shir required to violate the prohibition. What is the halacha? Shasr min haTorah, and we conclude, we believe that it's still a Torah prohibition, so it still would be prohibited from a Torah perspective, from the chatzis shir perspective. Ve'in lo ken alav. However, a person is not going to get malchus for this. And he said, and the chinuch says, when it comes to this last idea, when you have less than a kezias, both the Rambam and the Ramban are in a agreement to us as to the specific halacha, as to the specific way we understand it, that at the end of the day, it's going to be usher min haTorah, a Torah prohibition from the chatzis shir perspective, that it's a half a shir, but nonetheless, the person will not receive lashes. The Rambam and the Ramban both agree on this. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah Yud Beis. God willing, next week we'll continue with Mitzvah Yud Gimel, but for now we will